Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Marathon. How you doing, gang? Everybody okay out there? I sure do hope so. I ran across a very interesting article the other day, and I thought about you. I thought I'll share it with our listeners here. And if you're my age, this will ring a bell. Now, I don't want to... Well, in any case, take a listen to this. How things have changed, all right? This is great. Baby boomers in the 50s and what we went through as compared to today. All right, see if any of this rings true to you, okay, folks? First of all, how about this? Everybody smoked. Everybody smoked. Every adult I ever knew smoked. They smoked in a closed-up car with kids in the back seat. There was a smoking section on the plane. I spoke with somebody the other day, and he said he remembers flying on a plane once, and one side of the plane, one row of seats, was the smoking section, as if that was going to keep you from the smoke. It's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Everybody smoked in the old days. Let's see. What else do we have? How about this? Your food was real food, except when it wasn't real food. What do I mean by that? Well, on the one hand, the baby boomers grew up eating fresh from the earth meals and fresh strawberries from the garden and things like that. Milk, remember that? Milk from the milkman? Even as late as 1963, a third of all American homes were receiving home delivery glass bottle milk bottles. But we also came of an age during the first experiments with processed food, like TV dinners, canned soda, never had had that before, had bottle soda, boxed cake mixes, are you kidding me? And margarine instead of butter. It was all pretty shocking, wasn't it? We listened to records, and when I say that, we bought a record. It was called a 45, and we put it on a record player, and we actually all stood around and listened to it. It's hard to believe, I know. We played with, in today's day and age, of course, everything has got computers and digital readouts and, you know, all the games today. I don't even know how to turn them on. But we played with simple, unfussy, yet iconic toys. The girls playing with Chatty Cathy. That was about as sophisticated a toy as you could get. It was a big old doll, and you pulled a string in the back, and, "Hi, my name is Chatty Cathy. What's yours?" The Easy Bake Oven, right, where you baked a little cake using the heat from a light bulb. The guys played with Etch-a-Sketch and Lincoln Logs and the Erector Set. Simple, unfussy, yet iconic toys of the baby boom generation. We all watched Ed Sullivan. Everybody watched Ed Sullivan. If you were 10, you watched Ed Sullivan. If you were 80, you watched Ed Sullivan. The power that guy had on television. Every Sunday night, we'd get on the floor in front of the TV, or we'd cozy up on the couch with our family, and we'd settle in for an hour of sheer, unadulterated entertainment, known as the Ed Sullivan Show. And I don't know what your favorite was on the Ed Sullivan Show. Mine was the plate spinners. I think Ed liked them too, because he always seemed to have them on. Remember those plate spinners? They had the rods in the floor, and they'd put the plate on and get it spinning, and they'd run back and put another one on. And I remember vividly screaming at the TV, "Go back to the first one! Go back to!" And remember, it would start to wobble real slow, and you could hear the audience getting all nervous because the plate was... And of course, every once in a while, one would crash to the floor, and that was just for effect. And after about 5 minutes, he'd stand back, and there on stage would be like 12 rods with 12 plates spinning, and you thought, "Whew, that is entertainment." And of course, he had the Beatles on there and all that stuff too, but for me, I watched that show, and I said, when I grow up, I want to be a plate spinner. Maybe when I'm done with radio, I'll go into that. The A-bomb... The atomic bomb was the scariest thing in the world. We all were afraid of it. We knew what happened at the end of World War II. We didn't want that to happen again. Everybody was kind of waving it over whether it was Khrushchev or the Cold War, Cuba, Joe McCarthy, Russia, whatever, the bomb was the big baddie of them all. And of course, we also remember how we protected ourselves from a nuclear blast. We went into the hallway of our school and put our heads in the crux of our arms, and that would save us from an atomic blast. Teen brides. This is interesting, too. We all knew teen brides. In those days, everybody got married when you were 18 or 19 years old. Of course, it's unthinkable today. The average newlywed woman today is 27 years old. In those days, in the good old days, it was 19. And we went to Five and Dimes. There were no shopping malls. There were no Walmarts. We went to, there were no dollar stores or nothing like that. But there was a Woolworths. And that's where we went. That was our mall, the Woolworths, or Kent's in Sydney, or Newberry's in Oneonta. You went there, and you bought your candy, your nuts, your toy soldiers, your makeup, your hair clips, your balloons, your handkerchiefs, your magazines. Anything you wanted, you went to and bought at your mall, except the mall was known as Woolworths. Or another big chain store like that. And last but not least, and it's hard to imagine this, but remember when going to McDonald's was an exciting treat? Do you remember that? You would go to McDonald's rarely, or Carol's Hamburgers here in Oneonta or something like that. It wasn't like you just drive through and get $5 worth of crap today. No, in those days, we're all going to McDonald's. You'd all get in the car. We would drive up from Sydney. We would go to McDonald's. We would eat it. It was exciting, and it was new, and it was wonderful. It's hard to believe that those times were so simple, really, when you think about all that, isn't it? Good morning, everybody. I'm Big Chuck. Delighted to have you with me.
Show.